but not looking to arrest individuals, but looking for their freedom. Hallelujah. So the angel comes in. Wasn't even messed up about guards. The things that y'all are, that we worry about, God doesn't even have one, not even worried about. This was the hardest thing for me to understand oftentimes, was the situations I was in. I was like, God, you don't see it? You don't see what's going on? As if he is as blind as I am. And I can only see because of his light. Oh, this is good, saints of God. So he smote him on the side and he raised him up. And can I tell you, this is indicative. This is a snapshot of life for a believer. This is life in the world. In that although Peter preached on Pentecost and God filled him with the Holy Spirit, we need one another. Don't ever think that you're too big to shoo away God's help. God has used, and he wasn't let me get this straight. Let me straighten this out. He wasn't in prison because of something he did bad. He was in prison because he was preaching the gospel. The enemy is going to try to stop you, but he's first going to try to get you to stop yourself. So Peter is sleeping, and the angel came and raised him up. Ugh, that's just too bad. Saying, arise up quickly, and watch this. And his chains fell off from his hands. Now, when you are being raised up by the Holy Spirit, chains cannot stay. This is one of the chief signs of the Holy Spirit operating in your life, is that when the Holy Spirit and God, Holy Spirit, Jesus, all in one individual, when God is raising you up, chains, and he has got you covered, and you're following after him, chains have to break. There's no other alternative for him. They have to fall off, period. Because if you are intimately injected with the Holy Spirit, which we are, baptized in the Holy Spirit, following after Jesus Christ, there's a work that is taking place. Hallelujah. And to think that something that is stronger than your God can keep you, well, that's just outright hogwash from the enemy. Because when he is raising you up, chains have to break. There's no other alternative for him. There is no other option for him. Period. This is why when you see Jesus and you see this played out in Jesus' time, you see Legion. Bible never gets his name. You see Legion chained up. He sees Jesus from afar and he worships him. And the demons submit to him. Submit to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because what had him bound, it's not bigger than the blood. And you must understand this. Not bigger than the spirit. What has you bound is not bigger or stronger. Period. Hallelujah. And his chains fell off from his hands. Oh, Love it. Love it. This is what you call covering. We don't always know how God is going to come, but we know he is going to absolutely, positively come. So the angel rose him up, and the chains fell off. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the angel said to him, gird thyself, bind on thy sandals. Covering him in every way now. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. God said he'll give you a garment of praise from the spirit of heaviness. Cover yourself. I got you covered. And he says, follow me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The covering of Jesus Christ is the absolutely most important and prolific thing ever to happen to mankind. Because without it, you're exposed. Anything that's uncovered is exposed. And God was not intending here. He allowed Peter to go here. But God is layered, and he's an all-wise God. He allowed Peter to be arrested. Only for God to break him out. And can I tell you, you might have some situations right this second that you're bound in, but I promise you, it's only for His glory. I can guarantee you that, and that He, even in these things, He's still absolutely, unequivocally has you covered. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for the angels that are constantly praying and laboring. Let's not get lost on the fact that the church, if you read in verse 5, was praying without ceasing. Hallelujah. Constantly praying, believing God. This is what the church is about. Covering one another. Constantly believing and praying without ceasing. And I hear people all the time, it don't take all that. It takes that and then some. Hallelujah. I can tell you that for sure. Because without the covering, and I'm not saying because you're not saved, or I'm not saying somebody's not saved because they're not praying. But I can tell you, you are open to your spirit being arrested without the covering and the constant submission in the spirit to God. Because it's not just God's covering you. He's revealing to you. Hallelujah. Because when you're covered, you're not an associate anymore. You're a wife to him. Hallelujah. And I say associate because I say casually dating or whatever. Because when we're unsaved, we're just unsaved. But what I'm saying is, when you commit and submit to Christ, it would be advantageous to you to continue to commune with your husband on a daily basis, which is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because these kinds of things, the enemy is always, he's the accuser of the brethren, the Bible says. So he's always looking to make arrests. But if your spirit is arrested, that's a whole nother story. Because you're going to befall some things. It's not going to be easy in the walk. And there's a difference between people who talk faith and walk faith. There's a big difference. And I'm not trying to condemn anybody. But I'm here to tell you today, thank you, God. That it's time for us to build ourselves in our most holy faith, the Bible says, in Titus, praying in the Holy Spirit. To keep our spirits from being arrested. Our mind being arrested. Because if the enemy can get you to close your mouth, his job is done. If he can get you to stop believing, hallelujah. Praise God. And so the angel said unto him, God thyself, or gird thyself, and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he went out and followed him and wist not that it was true. He didn't know which it was true, was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. And we're going to stop right there. But I would challenge you to read on, because they went to the first ward and the second ward until they got to the gates, and the gates just came open. Hallelujah. Praise God. And can I tell you, thank you, God, this is so fascinating, and I wish we had time to really get even further into it. But what's so fascinating is that is Jesus was arrested, condemned, killed, buried, planted, if you will. And there was reasons why he had to be in that tomb, and we'll go into all that some other time. And he rose again. So you see, through the process, faith was the common denominator. That they were believing coming in, and they were believing coming out. And the enemy is designed is to weaken it. But as you keep following him, you get stronger and stronger. So your situations are just opportunities. A strength exercise for God's glory. Hallelujah. And to reveal himself. So the Bible reads on and says he had the first and second ward. And they came to the gate that leadeth out city, and it opened of its own accord. And they were, what was arresting them or trying to keep them and bind them was now behind them. Hallelujah. Faith and walking after Christ will keep that which is trying to bind you. It will put it behind you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The thing that you thought was going to kill you, hallelujah, God will conquer it with your belief. God has a plan, saints of God. You just need to trust him. We just need to follow him. We just need to know that regardless, hallelujah, that we as saints of God are absolutely covered. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to stop right there. This is just too good, sir. This just gets too good. We might finish that out next week, but depending on what the Holy Spirit says. But that is just too good. Thank you, God. Once again, I'm Brother Marcus of God Ordained Ministries, appreciative and thankful for each and every last one of you. Hallelujah. The Word of God, we are defeated when we don't believe that the Word of God is true. If we don't believe the Word of God, we're going to believe lies. Even when the enemy will filter in and tell us that the Word of God doesn't say this or doesn't say that, this is what he did in the garden. He will have you believe in a lie. And lies is his territory. But the Word of God, as you can see, is going to raise you up. And it will cause chains to fall, not tighten or add more chains. It causes them to fall off. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to stop right there, saints of God. We're going to stop right there. This is just too amazing. I tell you, I love the Word of God, and I pray this was a blessing to you.